He's on. Meet me in the design studio, C.D. said to the children. It's down that hall and through the door. See you later, Mr. Alden. I'll have the computer and your grandchildren all ready to go at 5 o'clock. Meet us at the loading dock. After their grandfather left, the children walked down the hall and opened a door. They were surprised to find themselves in a huge room.
This room is almost as big as the school gym, Jesse said. I've never seen so many computers in one place, either. Plus two pool tables. What a funny place Questmaster is. I can't tell if it's a place to work or a place to play.
All along the walls, a dozen or so people were working in front of large screen computers. All the screens showed the same thing. A mean-looking dragon about to pounce on Tracker, the little game dog from Ringmaster One.
Oh, look at that, Henry said.
He was thrilled to get a sneak peek at his favorite game. C.D. spotted the Aldens across the studio. Hey, everybody. It's okay to leave your work on screen, he told all the designers. Meet the Aldens. They're here to help us test out our new game. C.D. led the children to the fanciest computer they had ever seen. Come meet Morka, our dragon character, he said. Our designers are trying to decide what kind of dragon we want Morka to be. Right now we've made him a scary dragon. He's after Tracker, one of our favorite characters. A real dog, not a computer dog, came out from under one of the nearby desks. He was scruffy, with rough gray fur. He wagged his tail and sniffed at the Aldens.
He smells our dog watch on our clothes, Jesse told C.D.
He's the original Tracker, C.D. explained, and our Questmaster mascot, too. I found him wandering near our old offices a couple years ago, so I modeled our computer dog after him.
Our dog Watch is a good tracker, Benny said. He tracked us when we lived in the woods.
C.D. scratched Tracker's head before the dog went back to his nap spot under the desk. Sometimes people find dogs, and sometimes dogs find people. Bring Watch in sometime. Anyway, how do you like the look of this dragon so far? Too scary?
No way, Benny answered.
C.D. sat down in front of his computer again. He fiddled with some controls and did some amazing art tricks on screen. How about this? He asked after he added a pair of pink wings to the dragon.
Now he's a nice dragon, Sue Lee said.
C.D. offered each of the Aldens a turn at the computer. They turned Morka into a fish-faced dragon, then a cat-faced dragon, then back to a scary dragon again.
Maybe Morka can be a dragon that changes all the time, Violet suggested, depending on what's happening in the game.
C.D. gave Violet a big smile.
Great idea.
We'll be trying a lot of new things on Ringmaster 3 after this game is sent out to the stores. Jane Driver came up with something no other game has.